Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International. Walter Danesi is our sound technician. My name is Fernando Farias, and I'll bring you this show in English for Monday, January 26, 2026. We're going to have, as usual, the artist of the day. Today will be Divididos, one of the top Argentine rock bands of all time. And we'll also have a feature on the city of Ushuaia, in the southernmost part of not just Argentina, but the world. This is the gateway to Antarctica that many tourists from the US and Europe use for traveling to the White Continent and crossing off the final continent from their bucket list. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way, it's okay for sending reception reports if you are the EXA, okay? Let's get started now, right away, with some tango music, and then we'll have that feature on Ushuaia. This is a classic tango track. It's got so many renditions. It's called Desencuentro, which can be translated as mix up. The singer in this case is Alberto Marino.
Estás desorientado y no sabes qué trole hay que tomar para seguir. Y en este desencuentro con la fe quieres cruzar el mar y no poder. La araña que salvaste te picó, ¿qué vas a hacer? Y el hombre que ayudaste te hizo mal, dale nomás. Y todo el carnaval gritando pisoteó la mano fraternal que Dios te dio. Qué desencuentro, si hasta Dios está lejano, temblas por dentro. Todo es cuento, todo es vil. En el corso a contramano, un grupín trampió a Jesús. No te fíes ni de tu hermano, se te cuelgan de la cruz. Quisiste con ternura y el amor te devoró de atrás hasta el riñón. Se rieron de tu abrazo y ahí no más. Te hundieron con rencor todo el arpón. Amargo desencuentro porque ves que es al revés. Creíste en la honradez y la moral. ¡Qué estupidez! Por eso en tu total fracaso de vivir ni el tiro del final te va a salir.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて, Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina to the World, presents Ushuaia. Ushuaia, the southernmost city of the world, is located at the south end of Argentina, on the big island of Tierra del Fuego. At 2,377 kilometers away from Buenos Aires in the Beagle Channel, The city name is a borrowing from the Yamana native people and means the bay overlooking the west. Within a majestic framework made up of seas, forests, lakes and mountains, Ushuaia is an attractive city bearing an important service infrastructure, an elegant trade center and a growing social and cultural activity. The 23 square kilometer surface refers to the only Trans-Andean Argentine city, capital of the province of Tierra del Fuego, the Antarctic and South Atlantic Islands. Gabriela Celeste Stickler, tourist guide since 1982 at the tourist office, tells us why Ushuaia is an attractive destination for tourists.
To the north, Ushuaia limits with the Magellan Strait, baptized after its discoverer, the Spanish Adelantado, who was trying to find a crossing that linked the Atlantic to the Pacific Ocean. Tourists coming to Ushuaia must know they will see the sea, forests, lakes, mountains and rivers, and an ochre-hue landscape in autumn.
Hoy se respira viento sur, ese que nace del frío. Horno de barro calienta el sol de los lugares perdidos. Vuelve la calma de tu voz con la corriente del río. Manto de cielo sobre el tendal, teje tu nombre y el mío. Sobre el tendal teje tu nombre y el mío. Hoy se respira viento sur, ese que nace del frío. Horno de barro calienta el sol de los lugares perdidos.
Attracted by the natural mysticism of the geography, tourists from all over the world come to Ushuaia by cruises that set anchor at the port during the summer season. Others land from planes that link Ushuaia to the rest of the world. Some of the attractions of the city of Ushuaia can already be appreciated before landing. When arriving by plane, passengers fly over the Beagle Channel, the site of the Marshall Glacier, one of the recommended excursions, surrounded by the last leg of the Andes mountain range with its ever-snow peaks, welcomes the tourists. Some of the excursions recommended by Gabriela are the museums of the native peoples, the Yaganis or Yamanas, or Selknam, in the northern side of the island,
the Alagalufes and Cahuéscar in the Chilean area, and the Hoche in the Mitre Peninsula. The end of the world jail, where highly dangerous criminals and political prisoners were kept, is now a tour for the visitor to imagine the extreme conditions borne by the prisoners. Another must in our review is the train of the end of the world that took prisoners to the forest where they did jobs for the prison and the community. To arrive by plane at the international airport in Malvinas Argentinas in Ushuaia is already an awesome experience. To the right, a few minutes before landing, the Marshall Glacier, the last leg of the Andes Mountain, the Beagle Channel, and the bay in which the city cradles. The Marshall Glacier circuit can be made by taxi or by walking along one of the two existing trails. There is the log cabin tea house and a mountain refuge before the 40-minute walk that takes visitors not only to the glacier, but also to a privileged site of the bay and the Beagle Channel. The city tour takes tourists to visit the museums of the native peoples of the region, to know the history of the place. Yamanas, the inhabitants of Ushuaia, Selknam in the north side of the island, Hoche in the Mitre Peninsula, and the Alagalufes in the Chilean side. The Museum of the End of the World, also one of the most recommended places to have a quick go-through history. The jail, opened from 1904 to 1947, offers guided tours to discover the cells where famous and political prisoners were held. Once we complete the jail tour on the way to the National Park, we find the station of the train of the end of the world. The train runs along 4 kilometers with an audio guide, and we are told it was used to take prisoners to work in the forests. Another way to reach the city is by sea. The cruise season in Ushuaia starts by mid-September and ends at the beginning of April. These true majestic floating buildings take passengers eager to know the city, to go on tours and hired excursions. In the evening, bars such as the characteristic Dublin pub becomes real international centers like the casino or any of the restaurants in which tourists gather to taste the typical dishes of the region, such as lamb, hake, and spider crab. Visitors can go to the Dublin pub to share a chat, a drink, or dinner with tourists from different places of the world while listening to different languages being spoken. The restaurant menu at the casino in Ushuaia offers the most typical dishes. Lamb from Tierra del Fuego, bred at the rural countryside of the island where quietness blends the animal's meat. The black hake, an Antarctic fish caught deeper than 1,000 meters depth. And the spider crab, a crustacean larger than a regular crab whose meat is quite tasty, making it a famous dish the world over.
Thank you.
Ushuaia counts on two recognized lighthouses. One of them, the San Juan de Salvamento Lighthouse, built in 1884 on the Isla de los Estados, which inspired the novel The End of the World Lighthouse, written in 1901 by Julio Verne, remarkable French writer, poet and dramatist. No doubt the plot takes place at the Isla de los Estados, since the Ushuaia Lighthouse had not been built by the time the novel was published. The other lighthouse, Les Éclaireurs, is located on a small island in the middle of the Beagle Channel. Built in 1920, it can be watched only from a vessel. Another attraction, 18 kilometers to the north of the city of Ushuaia, is the Valle de los Lobos, the Wolves Valley, that bears a water mirror known as Emerald Lagoon. The location captivates the tourists due to the landscape surrounding it, especially sportsmen of trekking and camping. Let's listen to Gabriela Steckler, our guide, who recommends three visits to us. While touring the national park, visitors must reach Cerro Huanaco to enjoy a panoramic view of the place and watch the condors after a three-hour walk. The next step has to be at Lake Asigami, from where the Darwin Mountains in the Chilean side can be appreciated. And finally, Bahía La Patalla, the La Patalla Bay, where bird watching is also an activity. One of the nearest places to visit, just meters away from the Ushuaia port, is the Islas Malvinas Square, a historical monument of the year 2000 along the city's seaside. The square holds a mural in which the names of the soldiers fallen during the Malvinas War had been carved. RAI, the Argentine radio to the world, presented Ushuaia. Production, Pablo Navarro. Edition, Matías Errezaigor. Your host, Miriam Turcula.
No se puede, me vuelvo porque allá tampoco. Me voy porque aquí se me debe, me vuelvo porque allá tan loco. Suro no suro no suro. Me voy porque aquí no me alcanza, me vuelvo porque no hay esperanza. Me voy porque aquí se aprovecha, me vuelvo porque allá me echa. Suro no sur, suro no sur.
sea mi niñez. Quisiera quedarme aquí en mi casa, pero ya no sé cuál es.
Me voy para la embajada,
no, no,
me vuelvo cuando está avisada.
Me
voy porque soy de por acá,
no, no,
me vuelvo por ser un sudaca.
Suba
la chaqueta y te destino,
no, no,
ser o no ser un argelino.
Suba
la chaqueta y te destino,
no, no,
ser o no ser un marraquino.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mondo.
RAE, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE presents Artist of the Day. Today we have Divididos. We are diving today into the heart of Argentine power trio rock. If you spend any time in Buenos Aires, you've likely seen their name graffitied on wallsor heard the thunderous bass lines coming from a passing car. I'm talking about Divididos. They were formed in the year 1988 in Hurlingham, Greater Buenos Aires, and the band emerged after a tragic turning point in Argentine music history, the death of Luca Prodan, the leader of cult group Sumo. The guitarist and bassistof said group, Ricardo Mollo and Diego Arnedo, decided to keep the fire burning and they started a new band. They are the founding members of Divididos and have remained since the beginning, with Mollo taking over lead vocals. The only position that has changed over the years is that of the drummer, Catriel Ciavarella, the fourth drummer they have had so far, butHe's been with the band for the past 20 years. So enough of words, enough of this intro, and let's start enjoying the music. Let's start playing the music, because that's what this section is about, Artists of the Day. Today we've got Divididos. This is one of their biggest hits. It's a pretty powerful rock and roll song. El 38, The 38.
Bye.
That was El 38, and you can hear it in that track, the raw, frantic energy that defines the west side of Buenos Aires City. To be more accurate, the greater Buenos Aires. This is the outskirts of Buenos Aires City, not the city itself. Think of Buenos Aires and the surrounding areas, the greater Buenos Aires, as Manhattan and the five boroughs. Manhattan will be the city of Buenos Aires, and the conurbano, the greater Buenos Aires, would be the five boroughs. This west side we're talking about could be like, I don't know, Bronx or something like that, compare to Buenos Aires, or comparing Buenos Aires to the New York tri-state area. In Argentina, the oeste, the west, is synonymous with rock and roll. Many important bands come from that rough part of the greater Buenos Aires. And Divididos mastered the art of taking global influences like Jimi Hendrix and Led Zeppelin and mixing them with the chaotic, poetic reality of Argentine suburban life. Their lyrics are famously cryptic. Even for native Spanish speakers, a Divididos song is like a puzzle of slang, metaphors and social commentary. Up next is a track that showcases the experimental side, mixing heavy riffs with a sense of playful irony. That was Ortega y Gasés. This is a track from their third and not groundbreaking, groundbreaking album, because they became a national sensation with a third album released in 1993 called La Era de la Boludez, The Age of Stupidity or Idiocy, that had a very clean but yet powerful sound, and they mixed a lot of things. They notoriously mixed Argentine folk music with the sound of rock, as you just noticed in this track called Ortega y Gasés. But still, they were a pretty straightforward rock and roll band, and they had those tracks that would make people jump with the sound of a riff as any AC/DC song would do live. A song like the next we're gonna play, Paisano de Hurlingham, which would be something like the countryman from Hurlingham, the neighborhood they were all from. Divididos on RAE. By 1993, as we mentioned before, Divididos released La Era de la Boludez, The Age of Idiocy. It was produced by Gustavo Santaolalla, the same man who won Oscars a few years back for Babel and The Last of Us video game and series as well. This album catapulted Divididos to superstardom. One song in particular became the anthem of the decade for them, if not one of the biggest songs of the decade for the whole of Argentine rock music. This is a song that's got a pretty particular groove. It's kind of a rock reggae, and it's a song that every Argentine knows by heart. It's a song about perception, media and truth. After all, we'll jump into another track from their first album. But first, I want you guys to enjoy this, which I'm pretty sure is the biggest radio hit that they had. In the year 1993, when this song was released, it was everywhere, all the time. ¿Qué ves? What do you see? Divididos on RAE.
El guagua de Troilo no quiere arrancar. Falta envido, truco, chiste nacional. Estamos en vena, grita el mayoral. Y pagas el vale un día después. ¿Qué ves? ¿Qué ves cuando me ves? Cuando la mentira es la verdad. ¿Qué ves? ¿Qué ves cuando me ves? Cuando la mentira es la verdad. La prensa de Dios lleva póster central. El bien y el mal definen por penal. Vía la chapita, porrón en Palomar. Cruzando la vía pa' poderla pasar. ¿Qué ves? ¿Qué ves cuando me ves? Cuando la mentira es la verdad. ¿Qué ves? ¿Qué ves cuando me ves? Cuando la mentira es la verdad. Chapita, porrón en Palomar. Cruzando la vía pa' poderla pasar. ¿Qué ves? ¿Qué ves cuando me ves? Cuando la mentira es la verdad. ¿Qué ves? ¿Qué ves cuando me ves? Cuando la mentira es la verdad. ¿Qué ves? ¿Qué ves cuando me ves?
Let us play now something from their second album, Acariciando lo Áspero, which was released in 1991, and this was the breakthrough album. They had released a first album right after the breakup of the end of Sumo. It didn't break up, it finished because of Lucas' death. And soon after that, they released their debut album called Divididos por la Felicidad. But their second album, 1991's Acariciando lo Áspero, was the breakthrough album that brought them to wider audiences. And it's filled with fan favorites, such as this one, called ¿Qué tal? What's up? ¿Qué tal? What's up? How is it going? Would be the translation of this track by Divididos, a fan favorite that they always play. And as the band matured, they began to weave more Argentinian folklore into their sound, adding more nuances and layers to their music. You may hear Ricardo Mollo playing the charango, which is a typical folk instrument, or the bombo legüero, it's a traditional drum. And they moved from the city's noise to the silence of the mountains for inspiration. This next track, Par Mil, is a fan favorite. It's a beautiful, spiritual mid-tempo track that shows the aplanadora, the leveler of rock. That's how they are nicknamed for their power. But this track, this next track, shows that they can be also incredibly delicate.
Esa imagen en mi cielo,
Well, to wrap up our journey with Divididos, we have to go back to the adrenaline. If you ever attended a Divididos concert, the next two tracks, the next few tracks are classic. One is Nene de Antes, A Kid from Before. What a great track, Nene de Antes, A Kid from Before. These are tracks that really make the crowd explode. And finally, we're gonna play an anthem that people love to jump to and sing at Divididos concerts. The ultimate guitar anthem that usually closes the legendary live shows. This has been the artist of the day, Divididos. This is A La Delta.
Mientras duerme el pan.
A la Delta by Divididos, the final track that we play as part of this Artist of the Day segment that we bring you today on Rai, one of the most powerful bands ever to hail from the Argentine rock scene. And with this, we close today's show as well. Walter Danesi was our sound technician for today. My name is Fernando Farias. Thank you very much for listening, folks, and hasta la próxima.